for Justice, the Mesothelioma episode. This episode will take your breath away, if you have any left. RX for Justice today talks with you about a stealthy hidden killer, a killer that hides, waiting to catch you, to hurt you, but hiding right there in plain sight. It's a stealer of breath, a stealer of life, and it will literally catch you and prevent you from catching your breath while your back is turned. While some people have become aware of this issue due to the recent publicity of the dangers posed by mesothelioma, yet many have become aware too late to avoid the terrible costs and the terrible lung damage it causes, and are too often shaken to their core by the terrible price of this ignorance. Mesothelioma is a danger too terrible to ignore, and one illness that can be difficult to treat and even harder to find the resources necessary to fight back and save your life or the life of your loved one. People often become aware too late and find that there is no option to the tremendous cost both to themselves and their family. Families devastated that their very work life has put them and their family at such a terrible risk. We at RX for Justice have people who've put extensive study into getting to the bottom of this issue, and still many, too many, suffer with no hope and no idea if any help is available. Well, RX for Justice has good news for you. There have been some stories in the news recently, but they're often buried in the gusher that's today's relentless surround sound 24/7 media fire hose. We want you to know the facts and understand the dangers to you and your family. Even better, we want you to know where you can find the help, and even better, who is interested in getting you the help you need. Once upon a time, so the old story goes, crack. Many complain about regulation, but almost no one working complains about OSHA, the federal government's program for occupational safety and health. The idea was that our government was overseeing safety and regulating health threats. And typically, if we didn't work around explosives or mines or at the top of skyscrapers, most thought that certain minimum safety standards were probably in place. And whether we worked in factories or in most occupations, we felt reasonably comfortable that regardless of the workplace, certain safety regulations were protecting us. Forget about it. Everyone knows there are dangerous jobs out there, and many are keenly aware of the dangers their job places them in. These are the known, the macro dangers, and to some greater or lesser extent, we expect those dangers to be minimized by our employer. These are the dangers we know about. But what are the dangers that are small, microscopic, or hidden, and far from obvious? What about the silent, hidden dangers in the air we breathe, the water we drink, or the surfaces we might touch at work unaware? Having a crane fall or a piece of equipment dramatically fail, well, we can expect that and watch out for it. But hidden, small, or even invisible threats, we're not even prepared for and can hardly be expected to avoid. Tiny, floating specks or dust in the air, invisible to the eye, despite their size, are powerful enough to take your breath away. And if you have trouble breathing, trouble catching your breath, it's urgent, it's imperative that you investigate exactly what is causing your trouble, because if you are or were in one of those exposure-impacted industries, you may need serious help, and you may need that help fast. If it's mesothelioma, then you have a limited window of opportunity to fight back. If you find out when the symptoms are mild, should you get a diagnosis of mesothelioma, hope that with all your might that you get the word that you've had it caught at stage 1 or at worst stage 2. You might still find that there might be little or no spreading and treatment might yet be effective. If, however, you find yourself diagnosed at stage 3 or 4, your horizon may not be so far away. You find out at stage 1 or 2, you might have a year or so. If you don't find out until your diagnosis is stage 3 or 4, your life might very well be measured in months, not years. What jobs may have put your life at risk, threaten your life, your family, or your very breath? Well, the jobs that might have endangered you are more numerous, and the jobs that may have exposed you far broader than you might have imagined. Spend time as a mechanic, not just a professional, but lots of time as a shade tree mechanic, you're at risk. Work construction, especially with bricks or mortar and carpentry, you're at risk too. Machine shops, print shops, electrical and electronic industry, the danger is certainly greater than you might ever have imagined. Jobs as diverse as hairdressers and heavy equipment operators, machinists and merchant marines, metal workers and millwrights are all subject to dangerous exposure to the particles that cause mesothelioma. And in case you're thinking you're above it all, roofers, deckhands, telephone repairmen are all on the line, and textile operators are as endangered as sheet metal workers and power plant workers. With all these occupations creating risk factors, how could one be sure? And even more important, what are our options? How can you get help? First, if you are having trouble breathing and you've spent years in any of these occupations, immediately get yourself to a medical professional, get yourself tested and treated. Then, don't think that you are protected by OSHA and that they will insist that your former employer help out. The really bad news is that OSHA, well-meaning as it may be, rarely prosecutes anyone, no matter how onerous and egregious the company has behaved. Don't think your employer will step up, and OSHA, who is nothing more than a large friendly puppy dog with good intentions but no teeth. You can get help, and we at RX for Justice can help you find the help you need. Give us a call.